Since the iPhone was invented in 2007, most of today's farmers and ranchers and all the next generation of growers have developed expectations that when they encounter a problem, there should be an app for that. Today, we're going to discuss how mobile tech can address common challenges that cattle growers face and how Bove IQ is the app for that. Now, join the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio at this time as Christian Nielsen, CEO of Bove IQ. Christian, welcome inside the barn. But before we get into all of that, tell our listeners more about your background and the backstory of how this venture saved family farm and ranch.
Well, good morning, Brian. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, or I guess maybe I should say in the barn. My story is probably not unlike many other farmers and ranchers. In 2016, I was feeling a lot overwhelmed by the amount of office work that my ranch job required. I was managing a sophisticated rotational grazing system on 9,000 acres. I was monitoring breeds and genetics on multiple herds, multiple calving seasons, a complex breeding program and vaccination protocols, just to name a few. And I spent many hours chagrined in front of a computer when I could have been outside with my cattle. I wished every day that I had a way of managing my day-to-day work with cattle and land on the fly. Then I could do everything that I was doing at night, I could do during the day from horseback or on a wheeler. But when I realized that no one had succeeded in it, creating a mobile app for ranchers became a mission. Now, although I had always favored the ranching lifestyle, my father and I both chose off-farm careers and business rather than the family beef enterprise that had been struggling since the 80s. And I often heard my frustrated parents talk about selling the ranch and losing the legacy, but also the liability of it all. My kids are the seventh generation on this ranch, and I didn't want to see it end with me. So in 2006, when my parents moved out of state, that's when I stepped up with more involvement on the ranch. And so when I observed how some of the modern ranchers were being more profitable, I tried copying some of the things that they did. And in one calving season, we started to see things turn around. The two biggest things that brought us back into black was documenting and conveying our value-added calves to buyers. And number two, optimizing a grazing system. And these two things alone made my calves more valuable by the tune of about $120 a head. And I saved nearly $200 a cow on feed costs. Then when I realized that this tech, saved my family farm, I immediately wanted my friends and neighbors to enjoy what I found. And I also discovered the reasons why so many farms and ranches were failing. For the most part, folks, it's difficult for them to adopt these best practices that they hear about when our industry is severely underserved by good tech. And so we fixed that problem. And now there's an app for that, and it's called Bove IQ.
Once again, my guest is Christian Nielsen, CEO of Bove IQ. Let's get into the history of Bove IQ a little bit more in depth. So how did it begin? And then we'll talk about what it does exactly.
Okay. Well, after years of proving our concept on our home ranch production system, I started developing a beta version of Bove IQ. And believe me, this was a difficult task. There is a huge difference between the two universes of people who raise calves and those who write code. I mean, they're not even, it's a world, they're worlds apart. And so it took us about 2 years to do that. And the next step was to figure out how to make this software solution flexible enough to work nationwide. So in 2018, we wanted to beta test somewhere that was the ecological opposite from our home ranch in North Carolina or in New Mexico. So we picked the South. And so my family and I actually moved out here to North Carolina and the Fescue Belt area, believing that if our software will work in the foothills of the Rockies in New Mexico, where we were, and if it'll work in the Piedmont of the South in North Carolina, where I am now, it'll work anywhere. So that's where I'm at currently in the in the countryside of the Raleigh-Durham area. And it's been really informative out here being with Southern cattle and their grazing nuances. And we've made a few pivots with the things that we've learned here, and we've made it now flexible enough to serve cattlemen everywhere. And North Carolina has been good for us as well. It's a good tech hub for tech talent. Plus there's a nucleus of grazing and regenerative ranching enthusiasts. So since we've come out here and are now going nationwide, I should mention that we've currently have users in 41 states. And every day we're adding more people and institutions like state universities, extension, and others who are using the mobile app either on their farm or using it to support farms in their area.
Well, a big climate difference between New Mexico, I'm thinking, and North Carolina, where my mom originally was born. So I kind of know North Carolina quite a bit, but there's a lot of difference in rainfall.
We usually get about 8 and 8.5 to, on a good year, we'll get 12 inches of rain in on the ranch in New Mexico. And we're situated about 7,000 feet elevation. Out here in the Piedmont, we're about 500 feet elevation and get about 5 feet of rain a year. So
yeah, I would say that's a big difference. And right now, I don't think in our area that 8 to 12 inches, I don't think that's even happened this year. Even if you had the snow back in January, we're in a big time drought. Huge.
And wouldn't you know it, when we came out here from New Mexico to North Carolina, I was literally green with envy seeing all the grass that they grow out here, and the production system is just, it's a little bit different. They have nuances, but what's interesting is that they also have the same bad practices that ranchers in the West have. They all overgraze. They do year-round grazing, and they do some of the same dumb stuff that folks in throughout the, you know, our industry do.
You bet. So let's talk more about what BovIQ does exactly. Tell me, kind of walk me through what is its basis and what is its principle.
Okay. Well, great question. I thought you'd never ask. So every cattle grower has attended a workshop or two or 20 and listened to what they should be doing better on their farm. And they're often hosted by Extension or USDA or maybe a private industry. And the published research is very convincing. And the topics include, you know, the value of vaccines, weaning 45 days or more, doing rotational grazing, tightening up the breeding season, the calving season, all that stuff. And they're truly industry best practices. Where BovIQ really shines is making it easy for producers to adopt those practices and to get the local support they need to succeed from people like, you know, Extension or their veterinarian or other ranchers in the area. So for example, giving vaccines like BQA wants us to may seem kind of difficult for some folks who are struggling to keep track of their ear tags. You know, you got to start somewhere. And if you're not doing your ear tags, it's going to be impossible or a challenge to do your vaccines up to BQA standards. Well, BovIQ makes that part really easy as far as record keeping goes. Or establishing a rotational grazing plan may seem totally overwhelming, especially with the amount of data and calculations involved. But BovIQ also makes that really easy too. So when you think about it, why are so few of these good ideas being implemented on the farm? The short answer is there's a lack of good mobile solutions. In my opinion, ag tech has to be mobile and simple. And BovIQ is both of those things. It's easy to use software that works on the phone you already own, whether you have a signal or not. And it allows producers to collaborate with others in making those calves more valuable, making your land more productive from wherever you take your phone. And if you're like me, it's kind of on my person always.
I know you sent over some graphs that I want to have you kind of explain in regards to BovIQ certified programs, helping to market heavier calves at better prices, and also on the productive land side of the equation, how it can help ranchers quit feeding hay in the winter. So if you would kind of walk us through those two graphs just a little bit. And for those that are watching the video, I'll throw the deal up on the screen. But for those on the radio side of the equation, you're just going to have to go online and check out your guys' website and maybe go back and watch this video to see it. But kind of walk us through those real quick.
Yeah, so the tagline is like I just said, it's going to help make calves more valuable and land more productive. And the two scenarios I often, you know, talk about are let's talk about just calves for a minute. So in my experience, I was able to make my calves more valuable to the tune of $100, $120 a head. Now, the research is, I'm not a PhD research person from, you know, extension universities, but the research that flows out of there is really well documented that if you precondition cattle and you do things like castrate your bull calves, if you do things like give a clostridial black leg and a viral shot, and preferably a booster as well, and you wean them 45 days or maybe even 60 days in some cases, you're going to realize a significant premium, two-thirds of which is going to be from a heavier calf, a heavier, healthier calf, and about a third of which is from just documenting and having a certificate that documents what you've done to value add that calf. So for example, if you got a 120 some odd dollar more valuable calf, in our case, it's a little bit heavier. It's maybe even 100 pounds heavier than some of it. So I may be weaning six weights where my unvaccinated, unweaned friends may be weaning or maybe selling five weights. And I'll get a, about $45 to $50 premium bringing in my certificate on those calves. So altogether, that adds up to be about $120 now per calf. Now on the land side, right now I just checked in region two where I'm at, the price per ton of some good cow hay is about $157 a ton. Now you could buy cheaper hay than that, but you're going to end up supplementing and doing other things. And eventually to get the gain or the maintenance out of your feed, you're going to spend about $157 a ton. Well, at that number, if you're feeding, let's say 100 days during the winter months, it's going to cost you $235 to feed that hay. Whereas if you had a rotational grazing system, and maybe it's not even your own land, maybe you're paying $12 a head to go graze somebody else's pasture and defoliate for 100 days of winter, and maybe they stockpiled some rangeland or some fescue or something that they can graze in those winter months, that's only going to cost you $35 or so. So right there per cow, you've saved $200 by using the cattle and land features of BovIQ.
Well, that's some great information, and definitely you guys, the BovIQ app could help save people on their bottom line. So if we got people out there and we've sparked their interest, what does a cattle producer need to do right now to get started with BovIQ? And is there a fee?
So it's super easy to use. All you got to do, all you need is an Android or an iPhone and an email address with a username and a password you can remember. And you can go if you go on your mobile browser and just go to our website, which is BovIQ.com. BovIQ.com. It'll direct you on where you can download the app, and you'll be guided on how to set up a user profile, which is simply your name and the address of your farm, which we use for bringing in weather information and local commodity prices. And next is just setting up your profile for cattle and land. Now, if you've got a whole bunch of records already, like you've got all your ear tags and your breeding records and your calving records and stuff, you can send over whatever format you have those in, and we'll upload those for you. Otherwise, it's very simple and easy to do just to manually create those cattle and land profiles on your phone. It's very user-friendly.
Now, I know a lot of folks are concerned about data security. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah. So when you create a profile, what happens is you use your, let's say, for example, you use your Gmail account. What happens is you get a sliver of the cloud server that is secured and private for you only. And you're the only one that can see it and has access to it, and it's secured by your username and password. That database is synchronized through the cloud on, with your phone. And if you happen to invite your extension agent or somebody from your USDA field office or perhaps your veterinarian, they can also be a part of it and see what's going on in your phone and your operation. And so it's kind of a social tool in that you can see what you can share what's going on with each other. Now, the cost of the app right now, it's free for everybody. We've got an introductory rate of 10 cents per head per month. It's just our introductory rate. Next year, we'll be fully in commercial mode, but we want to get as help as many subscribers as we can, to start using it, and the features and have a high level of confidence that this is actually going to make my calves more valuable and my land more productive before we ask pay anything for it.
And you guys also have a Facebook page too, for Bov IQ. I encourage folks to go out there and like it, and you can actually use the app right off of that. And, kind of showing those watching the video here, the website, BovIQ.com, and then the Facebook page. Just do Facebook.com and then search BovIQ on that. And we can share some more information about that as we move forward here. Once again, my guest, Christian Nielsen, CEO of BovIQ. If you would, please explain the concept of integrated management of both land and cattle.
Oh, great question. So if you consider yourself a cattleman, then you're also actually a forage farmer and a soil specialist. So cattle and land, and the land they live on, need to be raised in a codependent system. And so producers need an integrated approach to optimize the supply and demand of forage and cattle. So BovIQ helps do this automatically. In the background, BovIQ calculates both supply and demand in terms of animal units. And so decisions can be made apples to apples. So for example, my grandfather used to say, you can run 100 mama cows on this ranch year round. But what if your genetics are heavier than grandpa's ever were? Or what happens when you sell your culls and raise replacement? Or how do you adapt during a drought year versus a bumper year? BovIQ transcends all of those variables because supply and demand are constantly updated and managed by how they affect and influence one another.
Yeah, the drought year versus a bumper year, we're kind of in that mode right here in Colorado and the Western United States. Never seen it this dry as long as I've been, I can remember anyway. So you mentioned that the app will work on smartphones. Is there a desktop version maybe in the works? Because I know a lot of guys like to go home and look at a bigger monitor.
I know. I just turned 43, and I'm starting to get old. I'm starting to trombone my cell phone. I got to get it out further away from my eyeballs to see. But there's software out there that's been around for 20 years or so. None of it's as good as ours, and almost no one is using it. And why? Because it's desktop-based. So the answer is probably no. We probably won't be doing a desktop version simply because current trends are definitely the future is held by mobile software as a service. It's superior to desktop computing and web apps in every way, especially for the ag industry. We're people who are on the move on all the time, and 80%, in fact, I saw a statistic from Nelson that 80% of folks prefer their mobile tech and internet connection over laptops and computers and Wi-Fi at all. So it's funny, if you think about today's pocket-sized smartphones with an HD camera and mobile internet, thousands of apps, and you've got one on you right now, and so do probably all of your listeners. It's funny that we even call them phones anymore because there's so much more than that, but they really are a natural companion for the farmer rancher. And practically everyone has one. And even if they don't have a computer or Wi-Fi at home, they probably have a smartphone. And my favorite thing about the smartphone is that mobile data never requires paper, pencil, or a clipboard, which I almost never have with me when I'm on horseback or a four-wheeler.
That's a good point, but I'm guessing the designers were under 30. Wait till they hit 50 and they have to blow up their phones to be able to see what's on the screen.
Well, we took that into consideration with our users. We know that the average age of the American farmer rancher, well, the rancher specifically, is it just went under 60 last year. And it keeps getting younger and younger. And but we, one of our first users in North Carolina is actually in his 70s. He's 73. And so don't be discouraged if you feel like you're too old for mobile tech. You're not. We have made BovIQ very simple and user-friendly. You can do everything you want with your left thumb in your left hand on BovIQ.
I guess we could start carrying the bigger iPad too if we needed to, right?
You can do that as well. Yeah.
Hey, Christian, explain the cattle value proposition using BovIQ and how it can really help a cattle producer's bottom line. Kind of give us some examples.
So I told you in my experience, I was able to raise about $120 more value per head on my calves. Others are realizing more than me. You know, there's a lot of sex appeal when it comes to genetics and AI and EPDs. And I use all of those things, but all of that pales into comparison if you're not managing things well. I'll take a substandard genetics on an old dog of a cow or a dogie of a calf and wean them at a better price premium than somebody who spent a lot of money on, you know, $80 straws of semen. And I've done that as well. I've spent money on high dollar bulls, and sometimes the production system wants that. But in our, what we're going after is certifying a value added program, whether you're farm to table, you know, and you're going straight from the farm to the restaurant and you're being a purveyor that way, or if you're just raising them commercially and are trying to get them to a commingled feedlot and they want to see vaccination records and stuff like that, BovIQ is going to help you get there because they certify that production side on the beef.
And again, the huge value I see is the land value proposition side of the equation, because, you know, your worst expenses are in that format, I would think.
Yeah, we in America, and I inherited this from my grandfather. We have a hay habit, and it's just kind of a way of life. It's kind of fun to cut hay, maybe not as fun to bale it and store it up, and maybe not as fun to feed it and fire up a cold tractor in the winter and put it out there. But it's kind of a way of life that it's a practice that we've kind of gotten used to. But unfortunately, it's very often kind of the difference between making money in this business or losing money in this business. And so what BovIQ does is it helps people break that hay habit. And I'm not saying don't feed hay at all, but in my case, there's some seasons where I don't need to feed hay. I've got enough forage, and I quickly realized that once we started managing a grazing plan. And BovIQ helps producers accomplish what seems to be a very complicated task of developing a rotational grazing system. And then they can quantify exactly how much hay or how much forage they have so that they don't have to feed hay. And in my case, 100 days of hay ended up being $200 per cow per year.
Once again, if folks are listening to this interview, want to learn more about BovIQ, they can download the app and take full advantage of the benefits it offers. But what's the easiest way to get there again if they got an iPhone versus just a Samsung or Microsoft?
Yeah, if you've got – I have both. If you have an iPhone, then you just go to the App Store and search up BovIQ. If you have a Samsung or something else, like I have also an Android, you can go to the Google Play Store and download it there. If you can't, if you don't know what you have, just open your browser on your phone and go to BoveIQ.com and click on one of the links, and it'll take you to the right place.
I know we've covered quite a bit, and some of it from the 30,000 foot view, Christian, but anything we missed about the BoveIQ app or something else you wanted to say to those listening to us right now?
I'd just like to say, you know, as a cattleman, as a producer myself, somebody who's experienced the pinch points that most cattlemen experience, and especially perhaps especially right now during the drought, if you download BoveIQ and get working on it, if you need support, you can email me. My contact information will be on the welcome email you'll get right away. And I personally, as the CEO of this company, until we get too big, we'll reach out to every single one of our users with a personal touch and make sure that you understand what you're doing and how to get the full value out of our app.
Thanks once again to my guest, BoveIQ CEO Christian Nielsen. I appreciate your time and sharing your story and the opportunity to learn more about the BoveIQ app, and I hope people take advantage of it because right now it's free. It'll help you boost your bottom line. Learn more online at BoveIQ.com. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.